Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. It is an absolute Christmas classic, and at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, it is tradition. It is the timeless holiday tradition of A Christmas Carol with the whole family, where you can revel in the joy and redemptive power of Christmas, as told in the tale of Ebenezer Scrooge, the infamous miser who was shown the error of his ways and reformed by four spirits. We're able to journey back to Victorian England and experience the classic story filled with holiday carols and the wonderment of the season. Joining us, like ghosts in the night, Berkshire Theatre Group Artistic Director and CEO Kate McGuire. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Joe.
Travis Daly, Director of the show. Travis, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for being with us. And Scrooge himself,
Bah humbug,
Eric Hill, is with us. Good morning.
How are you?
It's a delight to have you all here.
Oh,
I love seeing your faces. Thank you very much for being thank you for being with us. We've been doing this a long time, having you come in and talk about this production. Why do you think it's so important that we do these type of things, that theater companies honor those traditions and do A Christmas Carol and Nutcracker and all the things that we should be doing?
Well, I think it's something that you can count on.
Yes.
Which is always good, especially in a world that is become increasingly unpredictable.
Yes.
So to be able to count on something and to be able to know, you know, when you pick Christmas Carol, you have the sense that you're going to go on a journey and you're going to come out feeling a little better for it.
Right.
So there's that. And it's a particular time of year. And for families who come back year after year, there's a lesson to be learned every year in the story.
For how many years have you been doing this as a company? Do you know?
Well, for Berkshire Theatre Group, we've been doing it 11 years, but I was talking to Eric the other day and said, you know, the first time I saw Eric's production was at Stage West in Springfield, Mass., and it was 21 years ago.
Were you Scrooge then?
No, I directed it that time, particular version. I adapted the version that we do, and that was the version that we did then. But I played my first Scrooge, I think, probably 20 years ago.
Yeah, a year after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've been
just grown into the role.
Every year I use less makeup. This year I was a little disconcerted because they told me I didn't need to use a wig or any makeup, really. And I went back into my dressing room and cried.
Now, so you have directed this before, of course. So now you're handing the reins over to Travis.
Yes, yes. Well, Travis and I have worked together on a lot of productions over the years, and he's intimately connected with the production, and the work that we've done over the years has really made the production what it is today. So it's really rightfully his to direct at this stage of the game, and I can just focus on playing Mr. Scrooge, and he can work with the kids, which he does so beautifully. Each year we have some new kids, although many of our kids stay with us for many, many years, and Travis works with them so beautifully and is able to direct them into the production, so I leave that to him. And
where do you find kids, Travis?
Well, we have open auditions, all throughout the county, and we have a lot of in-school and after-school programs, and a lot of those kids will come and try out and be involved in all of our shows, in our summer musicals, in our touring show, and of course, in Christmas Carol. It kind of becomes like a troupe where they do 2, 3, or more of our shows a year.
And then they grow up.
And then they grow up and they come back as apprentices, and then they come back as actors, or they're out in the world.
And that's what community theater is supposed to do, right?
Mm-hmm. That is what community theater. And, you know, when I look at our Pittsfield campus where the Colonial is,
yes,
it really is a civic center in many ways. There are all kinds of discussions that happen in that theater. Kids are coming there. We have pre-K programs now for children.
That's beautiful.
There are 16,000 school children in Berkshire County, and we now really touch the lives of 13,000 of them.
Wow.
It's a lot. It's great.
That is. It's lovely.
It's the best.
Yes. And what is it like, the youngest child perhaps that you have?
We go from like third grade and up. Sometimes a second grader gets in there.
some improper paperwork or something, they fall in the cracks. So we got a second grader
exactly.
in there.
But like, how old are you? Yeah, you're in.
So, but I would think, you know, I mean, it could be fraught, but I would think that the dealing with the kids would be really a lot of fun.
Oh, it's so much fun. I mean, it's great to be able to have elementary, middle, high school students, college students, and adults. I mean, you're bringing together all these different age groups to tell a story, and they all bring their own excitement and enthusiasm. So it's always inspiring.
How long has, for example, Hannah and some of them have been with the show for a long time? Emma Foley, Hannah Casella. Aiden?
Hannah, Aiden, Emma, Julia have been with us for 6, 7, 8 years, done 15, 16, 17 productions.
So you watch them grow up.
Yeah. Right, and then they do different things.
They do different roles. So Hannah, who is now playing Belle, started probably as Little Dorrit.
Dorrit, and then I think she moved into Fan, maybe.
Wow.
Yes, she'll be Mrs. Cratchit before we know it.
And meanwhile, you're Scrooge.
I'm still Scrooge.
Now, I've seen you in this production many times, and you play a hell of a Scrooge there, sir. What is that like to take on that role and to go through that transformation every night?
Well, that's really a great question. It's a real privilege, to tell you the truth. As an actor, you rarely get to work on a role this long. And when you do, new things happen for you. It's the real reason why a company and being able to be part of a company is important, because then you can do roles perhaps over and over again that you might not otherwise have a chance to do. And when you do that, you deepen your understanding of the role. You let it happen to you on a wholly other level. So every year it's different. I'm different, I'm older, the world's different, the cast is somewhat different. So I just try to really, I have the play so deeply embedded in me that I just sort of try to show up and be very present to what's going on and just let it flow. And it's a great feeling. Believe me, there's nothing like it.
We had this discussion that was about it doesn't immediately come to my mind, but we were talking just this week with one of our guests about another classic. And they said that, you know, the thing about classics is they can be reintroduced at times in our history, and they always seem relevant, and that's what makes them classics, is because they're so pliable as to what's going on with our world. So we see perhaps this version very different than we would have seen a version from 2 years ago.
It's interesting because when obviously when we did the show in 2008, yes, after the financial crisis, and when people were reeling and watching the stock market go down, and we all recognized that poverty was going to become much, you know, an issue that was right in front of us. Certainly the message of the play was about how are we going to deal with the poor. Unfortunately, some of that has not gone away at all. But this year, at the start of the rehearsal process, I always talk about what the play sort of means to me. And this year, I remember saying to the group assembled, what I hope is that when audiences leave the theater this year after seeing A Christmas Carol, they're going to feel happy.
Right.
I think that what I'm encountering are individuals and our patrons that are feeling unsteady about what's going on in the world. And to be able to steady them for an hour and a half and to leave feeling a bit more buoyant.
Right.
That's really quite wonderful.
You don't have to change them forever, but if you can make them happy for that moment and to have an enjoyable evening, that's pretty darn good.
It's actually pretty transformational when you think about it. In an hour and a half, you can transport folks through the theater. Whether it's the spoken word or dance or music, it's always our mission.
Right. Talk a little bit about, Eric, about how you came to this particular production. The one thing that struck me when I first saw it many years ago, and I remember going with my mom, who is very much a Dickens purist. oh, was she? A librarian, you know. But the thing that she said at the time was, what I love about it is they didn't screw it up. Mm-hmm. You know, it is so true to do that. Mm-hmm. I think we've all seen the productions where, you know, you take the concept and then they run with it. But you're very true to the work.
Right. Well, librarians are among my favorite people. yes, that's true, because I've seen and been a part of some spectacular productions of Christmas Carol. But when you read the novel, you understand that there's a real human element there that must be looked at. And in the theater, you don't want that to get lost in spectacle. So my focus has always been with this production to emphasize the human side of the story, despite the fact that they're ghosts and all these fantastical things. What you really want to be focused on is the transformation, as you said, that takes place in the human heart of that man and the human beings all around him that caused that transformation to take place, people from the past, present, and the future. So I think that really is the most important aspect of it. Stay onto the human story. And I think that's why people keep coming back to see it year in and year out, because they like that part of it. You can see spectacular Christmas anywhere. But I think it's important that we remember Charles Dickens invented Christmas as a secular holiday, the secular holiday we know it as today. And what he intended it to be was a time of universal giving, that we could all open our hearts up to the needy. And I think he was the person who brought that into our popular culture.
Travis, I'd like both you and Kate to tackle this question, and that is the fact that I assume you are also aware, and this touches on something we talked about earlier when we were talking about young people, but because this is a family production, that there are going to be kids in that audience who will be experiencing theater for the first time.
Yeah, I think it's an opportunity for people to fall in love with storytelling and to be transported into a different world. At the same time, you know, trying to keep the show moving and tell it in a way that keeps everybody engaged. So it really is a show for families and for everybody to come out and see.
We have a special performance this Sunday evening it's called a sensory...
Friendly performance.
Oh, I was reading about this. This is fascinating.
And so we are wanting to make sure that families with children who are experiencing autism or often can't be around all the lights and bells and whistles. So we dim the lights and, you know, some of the smoke goes away. It then truly becomes about the art of the storytelling.
Right.
We had a rehearsal the other day, and my understanding is that the heart of the story is so present that taking away the smoke and mirrors doesn't really matter. I mean, it's about the power of the voice, the energy of those kids on that stage, and the actors as well, to be able to make sure that it's resonating with our audiences. And I think that everybody sitting around this table probably remembers the first time they saw a live production.
Right.
And you can walk out to anyone in the audience, which is why they're bringing their kids, the adults, and they too remember what it was. We are this Sunday's matinee honoring a woman who was a patron with us and passed last year, a wonderful woman named Elaine London. And when I called her daughter to tell her that we were honoring her mother's memory, because Elaine was like one of our best supporters and always engaged, and she said, you know, my family is Jewish, and it seems odd that my parents were such fans of A Christmas Carol. But when we were really little, my dad would read the story to us every Christmas. And she said, you know, my dad was in finances, so it truly resonated to some degree. And my mother, I think it was the first production that she took us to when we were little. So indeed, there's something about this particular story, to be with your family during the holidays, when it's always an emotional time.
It is.
And so to be in the midst of one of the great stories is creating a great memory as well for your family.
Well, it is a beautiful production, and it's the Berkshire Theater Group's annual production of A Christmas Carol, which runs at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield through December 22nd. You can find out more information about all of the productions, including the sensory-free production coming up, by going to berkshiretheater.org, berkshiretheater.org. Kate McGuire, Travis Daly, and Eric Hill, a happy holidays to all of you. Thank you so much for sharing in the beautiful work that you do in the community.
Thank you so much for all you do for our community.
Thank you, Jay.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.